Partnership for Child and Development, PCD, an NGO, will soon undertake a two-year impact evaluation study of the Ghana School Feeding Program in 58 districts to come up with scientific evidence on the real impact of the program. Major stakeholders in the implementation of the program are therefore being sensitized to the role they will be playing in the evaluation study. Upper West Regional Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reports that the study will assist the government to re-strategize to improve on the achievements of the program. We have Swala on the line from the Upper West Region, and he's attending the program. Swala, what can you tell us about the program so far?
Thank you, Lily. The program is still going on, and it's about the evaluation of the Ghana School Feeding Program, which started in 2005 with only 10 schools. In 2005, the number of beneficiaries were a little below 2,000 from 10 public primary schools. But as at last year, the number of beneficiaries increased from that figure to 1.7 million children from 5,000 schools. Some of the objectives of the program were to increase enrollment, improve on the nutritional status of the children, and also provide easy access to farm produce for farmers in deprived communities. It's about 9 years since the implementation of this program, and all we hear all the time is that the program has made a lot of impact on the lives of the children, but there hasn't been any scientific proof to back this claim. So it is based on this that the NGO, in collaboration with the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, intends to embark on this two-year evaluation study to come out with scientific proof that indeed the program has made a lot of impact on the lives of the people. And to be able to do this well, the major stakeholders who are implementing the program in this region are being sensitized on the role they are expected to play, so that when the study, when the evaluation study starts, there won't be major difficulties. And I spoke with the program nutrition program manager of Partnership for Child Development, Mr. Lutuf Abdulrahman, to find out exactly which areas of the program the study will be focusing on, and this is what he has to tell me.
In terms of the evaluation, we are looking at how the school feeding program is contributing to school enrollment and attendance. We'll also be measuring how the school feeding program is contributing to the improvement of the nutritional status of the children, in addition to the benefits smallholder farmers and their families are driving from the school feeding program. This is a quite big effort between the Partnership for Child Development and the Government of Ghana, and we work on it together. The whole intention is that through this study, we'll be better demonstrate the impact of the Ghana School Feeding Program, and then the government can pick up the resource and try to scale it up, so that in the end, whatever investment government is making in the school feeding program, the nation can drive maximum benefit from the program.
Well, you heard the programs manager for partnership development, Mr. Lutuf Abdulrahman. I also spoke with some of the participants who are made up of caterers, head teachers, PTA chairman, and gender tax office about the major problems they are confronted with in the implementation of this program. And what they have been telling me is that their major problem is the delay in the release of funds. And sometimes they have difficulty in getting the foodstuff to buy because the farmers are not willing to sell it to them because they always delay in paying the money. Lily.
Thank you, Swala Abdul Wahab, reporting from the Upper West Region.